Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Hello everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English Podcast. Today is Monday, March the 16th, 2015. My name is Marcos Gazana and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. This is episode 61 of the Follow English Podcast and I'm going to be speaking about FCE first, the Cambridge exam, and the changes that have recently taken place in the exam format. So let me start by giving you a brief overview of the major changes. So there are major changes in the reading and use of English, a few changes in the writing, one little change in the listening and paper, and also one or two small changes in the speaking component of the test. So I'm going to start by talking about the reading and use of English, which now are combined, and this is basically now called paper one. So paper one is reading and use of English. In fact, the same parts that we used to have are still there, but the difference is that now there are seven parts altogether in the reading and use of English paper, and the first four parts are now use of English. They're the same ones. Basically, we have the multiple choice close, eight questions. The part two is open close, eight questions. Then part three is the word formation exercise, eight questions. And finally, part four is the keyword transformations, six questions. Then part five, six, and seven would be the reading, let's say. Then part five is the multiple choice with six questions. Part six would be gapped text with six questions as well. And then finally, multiple matching would be part seven with 10 questions. So they have reduced a little bit the number of questions for each of those. And now we also have a shorter time to do the two parts. In fact, I mean, this is basically one paper, as I said before, but I mean, so the seven parts here, you would have 1 hour and 15 minutes, whereas in the past, you had 1 hour for the reading and 45 minutes for the use of English. So now both of them combined in 1 hour in 15 minutes. So basically the change here is that now they are combined and the number of questions has been reduced, and the time, consequently the time as well. So moving on. Let's move on. Let's talk a little bit about the writing. There aren't many changes in the writing. You have writing part one and writing part two. And writing part one is still compulsory, and writing part two is a choice of one out of five tasks. The difference is that in the past you had, the set books or set reading texts. So there are no more set reading texts or books. So that means that part one remains the same with a short letter or email. And part two, now basically you have the options of writing an article, email or letter, report or review. And in this case here, you would have basically three options for part two. So you have to choose one of the three options that you will have. And in part one, basically, you have a compulsory question that you have to answer. There is no difference in timing here, but there is a small difference in the number of words. In the past, it used to be 120 to 150 for part one, and between 120 and 180 for part two. Now, both parts, you should write between 140 and 190 words for both parts. And each question is worth equal marks, like in the past. Then moving on, let's move on and talk about the listening. Basically, in the listening, there is a very small change in part three, which is that part where you have a series of related monologues lasting around 30 seconds each. In the past, you had a list of five speakers and six options to choose from and match. Now you have the same five speakers, but you have a list of eight options to choose from. That's the only answer, the only difference that there is in the listening component of the test. In another very small difference in the listening component is in part four, which in the past was basically a 3-minute monologue or dialogue, and now it's a 3 to 4 minute dialogue between interacting speakers. So now there is no chance of being a monologue anymore. It's always a dialogue, and it's between 3 and 4 minutes. So this is it. The number of questions and the number of options for part four is still the same. So 7 questions and 3 options, A, B, or C. So the number of questions still the same, still exactly the same, and the whole component should take approximately 40 minutes. In the speaking component of the test, or paper five, now basically it's probably paper four that it's going to be called, still 14 minutes long. The difference is basically in parts two, where now we have the individual long turn, which should last 1 minute, and the question response from the second candidate should take 30 seconds now rather than 20. So it's a little bit, it has been extended a bit. In part three, we have in the collaborative task, where it used to be called a two-way conversation between the candidates. So now we have 2 minutes for the conversation and 1 minute for the decision making. And also, I have noticed, you can check it out on you can go to YouTube and search for FCE, what's it called again, I think it's FCE first certificate in English, FCE first from 2015. There are a couple, maybe 3 or 4 sample tests that you can watch, and you will see that the difference in part three is that the poster doesn't contain only pictures anymore. It actually contains a sort of a flow chart, or it's more like it's one central idea and some connected ideas, as if it was a mind map or something like that, and then with some short phrases or sentences, and you have some time to look at them. I believe it's about 15 seconds basically, and then you have to start the conversation. So in this case, you have 2 minutes for the conversation and 1 minute for the decision making, which is quite a appropriate, I would say, because in the past, a lot of candidates, you could notice that a lot of candidates actually were kind of lost because they ended up not making a decision and fulfilling the task, let's say, in accordance with the instructions that had been given at the beginning of the task. So these are the changes for the FCE. Remember to go to the Cambridge. You can go to the Cambridge ESOL page where you can find out more about that. I also recommend you go to flowjoe.com where you can find a PDF with details about all these changes. That's basically what I'm using for the for this podcast episode. I'm going through the PDF file page by page and making my own comments. And I hope you keep listening, and good luck on your FCE exam if you're planning to take the test. Also, I would like to remind you that the webpage for this podcast is at pod.followenglish.com.br. You can go to the page, to our webpage, and add your email to the email list, and then you will get a message every time there is a new episode out there. You can also subscribe via iTunes. Just look for Follow English all together in one word. And I hope you're learning something, and good luck on your exam. So keep listening to us. I'll see you next time. Bye.